just two halachot in the laws of Shabbat regarding refuah b'Shabbat. These are coming from Maran, Or HaChaim, Siman Shin Chaf Chet. The first case is a diabetic, lo alenu v'lo alechem, that needs to take his insulin on Shabbat. Rav Ovadia considers that chole sheyesh bo sakana, and therefore he allows to take the injection of the insulin, but he recommends that if it could be shot in the muscle, because then there won't be bleeding, whereas if you shoot it into the vein, it could cause blood, although he allows that as well if necessary. Chaim Ben Zion, Alav Shalom, in Or LeZion, also comes out with the same conclusion. Question is, can they make the injections on Shabbat? Making the injection, they used to take the needle part of it and the tube, and they turn it and they connect it to each other. Although Chaim Ben Zion said that should be forbidden on Shabbat, therefore one should prepare them before Shabbat. Chaim Avadia, Alav Shalom, was lenient in Chazon Avadia or in the Havedat as well, Chalek Bet Siman Nun Vav, that he allowed actually to make the to make it. That was it also in Yabia Omer Chalek Tet Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Chet Ot Kuf Ayin Zayin Menuchat Ava as well. The next case we discuss is a child or even an adult that's having a hard time breathing, and he needs the nebulizer or the vaporizer. So of course the poskim say, if you know going into Shabbat he's going to need it, set it up before Shabbat, put the water in, plug it in, no problem. But if it happens on Shabbat, let's say you filled it up before Shabbat and ran out of water, so if it's a cold vapor, the poskim say you could add water in it on Shabbat for the person to breathe, no problem. And even if it's hot vapor, where actually if you're putting the water in, you're cooking it, but the Hakam holds in Yalkut Yosef that a lot of times this could be Chodesh Yesh for second up, he has a hard time breathing, obviously. So therefore he allows even to pour water in it to cause the hot vapor so the child could breathe. But he gives an idea, he says it's better if you could take water that was cooked already. For example, let's say you have water from the urn that was cooked already. So at least according to Maimonides, Rambam's opinion is in Bishul Ahad Bishul Belach, that since it was cooked already, so you get around the problem. But again, that's only if it's available. If it's not available, the poskim say, not only would you be allowed to put the water in the nebulizer, you'd be able to even to plug it in and to set it up for that. Or for example, in the case where a child has a croup and has a hard time breathing, that could be sakana. So clearly it would be permissible to turn on the hot water in order to create the vapor so the child can breathe. But again, these are cases that if it can be done before Shabbat, like setting up the vaporizer and the nebulizer, of course, one should set it up before.